Tonight is the Yortzeit of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So, the cover of the Yortzeit, we'll share Torah. We're going to pick it up with something we discussed a little bit earlier this week in a different context about this initial conversation when HaKadosh Baruch Hu confronts Bilam. Again, Perek Chaf Beis Pasuk Tes, V'yavo Elokim El Bilam. So Hashem comes to him and says, "Who are these people who are with you?" So we spoke out earlier, the Rashi who says, "Lahatosobol," who's coming to trick him. But let's start the Or HaChaim HaKadosh again. Tonight's the Yortzeit, so we'll try to work this out. He has a whole bunch of kashas. Let's do the next pasuk afterwards. In pasuk Yud, Vayomer Bilam El Halokim, Hashem, he answers back Hashem, Balak Ben Tzipor Melech Moav Shalach Elai. These are the Balak, the son of Tzipor, who's the king of Moab. He sent these people to me. So jumps right in. I think someone said this, that the Or HaChaim is like the Ramban of the Achronim. He picks out certain details, certain nuances in the Psukim that we might not have realized. So he asks several kashas, four kashas, and he gives the Yisod, the answers it all up. So what's the first kash? It's Tzarech Ladas. We have to know, Lama Shal Oiso Hashem? Why is him asking, right? Who are these people? How many Yibotzer called Dover? Hashem doesn't know anything. So again, Rashi explained this was like a little bit of a setup that he was going to let Bilam think there's times when Hashem doesn't know everything. So therefore, that was Rashi's approach. But the Or HaChaim is going to say differently. Od Tzarech Ladas. The second question we have on these Psukim are Lama Hutzarech Lematebas Imach. Right? Hashem is, who are these men? With you. What do you mean, with you? Who are these men? Lo hispig b'maimer ha'ela. Why did you say, who are these guys? Who are these men? Second kash. Again, first, why did Hashem even ask him a question? Hashem knows everything. Number two, what does the extra word? I mean, there's no extra word, so what does it mean when Hashem says imach? Oh, another one, a third kasha. Tzarech ladas teshuvas Bilam. You have to understand, what exactly did Bilam say back to him? Sha'amar Balak ben Tzipor. This is what Hashem, Balak ben Tzipor, like the Melech of Moab, sent these people to me. V'chi she'elasi is baruch. What was Hashem's she'el? His kasha was, ha'isa mi shalachem. Hashem didn't ask him, who sent these people to you? She'elasi ha'isa mi heim. Who are these people? So Bilam doesn't answer the question. Hashem says, who are these people? And he answers, oh, by the way, these are people who were sent to me by Balak. Okay, right? Rabbi Seinu Zal, Chazal, here, Gishub, they were sensitive to this. The question and the answer don't line up. V'dikduk zeh, v'amenei, said like this. He quotes Yaakov Shmoni, v'zeh l'shonam, miha anashim, who are these people who are with you? Amar oisarosha, eini yadeh b'hem. I don't know who they are. Ella, but I can tell you something. Balak ben Tzipor shalach elai. These are people who the king, who Balak, the son of Tzipor, sent to me, right? Adkan, that's the Yakut. Pirush Shmetoch Adavarim Sha'amar Balak Shalach Muvan. Okay, what they're saying over is that the fact that Balak is going to send to me, see, Shiniskavin Lamar Eni Adea. I don't know who these people are, but all I can tell you that these are the people of Balak. Ela Balak Shalach, he sent them to me. So again, what Or HaChaim is pointing out, that Chazal already saw that the question, that the answer doesn't really fit the question. So they're helping us to understand a little bit, like, all people shot. Right? Why didn't he answer the question? I don't know who they are. I don't know. These people showed up at my doorstep, but I can tell you where they came from. That's all I can tell you. Okay, and another kasha that the Or HaChaim asks. V'otzarech ladas. Another thing, the fourth and final kasha he's asking over here. Lama hutzarech loimer lo melech Moav. Why, when telling who Balak is, he's the melech, the king of Moav. V'hispik b'zich Hoshua. Just tell him. Balak, right? Again, Hashem doesn't know who Balak is. We know this. Okay, so now, those are the four questions. And again, let's just quickly chaz them over again. Why did Hashem ask Bilam who they are? Why did Hashem say these people who are imach, who are with you, right? Why did Bilam answer that these are the people who Balak sent to me? And finally, why is he Bedafka mentioned that he's the king, he's the melech of Moab? So Nira would seem like this. Shekavonas Maimer Hashem hi alpima shepirashnu b'posuk linufo. Okay, what Hashem says is what we spoke about earlier in the previous pasuk. Shelano imo bechadro hamiyuchalo. The Balak's chavra, these men who came, spent the night with Bilam in his room that was miyuchad, that was designated special for him, a private room. L'zebo Maimer Yisborach yipa'amalo mi. Lashem Hashpalo. That's why Hashem comes to him and says to him, who are these people? It's like a shafal, it's like a low expression. Like who are these people? Aderech Amru Mi Anochi, like when Moshe says to Hashem, by the snare, who am I to go take the Bnei Israel out of Ichani Otsias? I mean, so I'm, who am I to do this? Mi Anochi, who could I do this? It's a low thing. Kmochin. Also, you find something that's Omro Miha Noshim Ha'el, right? Who are these people? Sha Hichnasto Osam Lamokam Ze Imach. Who are these people that you gave them such a chush of a thing? You brought them to come be imach with you in your special place where I come and give you nevuah. That room that you get your special nevuah from. So it comes out with the way Or Chaim is learning. It's not pshat over here. Hashem is really asking Bilam, oh, by the way, and please tell me, who are these people? He's giving Musar. He's giving Musar. How dare you bring these people into this place where I give you nevuah, right? Kiyakpid Hashem al kavod Bilam, because Hashem is makpid on the kavod of kavod Bilam. Be'erach umos kevin shehu navi aleihem, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is what's it called? He's their navi. So I'm not sending you a nach schlepper. I'm sending you a very chosh of a person. So you have to have kavod for this navi. So it wasn't proper for you to bring them in. Also, Mishum Kvoidu Shabilam. Also, Rashi quotes this, and it's based on the Medrash that the donkey gets killed because you know the Kavod Habrius over here. And you would think about it. I think Rabbi Shai Shechter was once talking about this idea of Kavod Habrius. He says, could you imagine if this would happen nowadays? People would want to make a parade out of this. They would make like an international tour, you know, showing off everybody. This is the donkey that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here's what happens when you start up with the Bnei Yisrael. Look, everyone, take a look. This donkey. No. Even for Bilam Harasha, HaKadosh Baruch, the Kavod HaBrios extends so far to protect his dignity. HaKadosh Baruch had the awesome was killed. Ayin Bepasuk, Sha'achaze Vayomer Elokim, right? So that's another thing over there in terms as to why exactly was it that Hashem gave him Kavod. The Or Chaim says is that really Hashem doesn't hold back the schar for anybody. And since he did do something that was positive, so therefore he wanted to give him his schar. Let me show you where that is. Skipping a little bit. Tam hechshivu Hashem va'aslo kvoid zeh. Why did Hashem give kavod to Bilam? Okay, I'm skipping ahead. We'll come back to our ring. Milvad hatam shekasafti lamalde pasuk mihanoshim. Besides what I wrote earlier in the pasuk, we're doing a pasuk test. Nira odlo imar tam dahadovra. I'll give you another reason for this. Ki Hashem nosam lo scharo. Hashem gave Bilam his schar. Sha'amar b'techilas teshuvaso lezikne moav. What does Hashem say what does Bilam say when they first come? V'hashivosi eschem devar kasher yidaber Hashem elai. I'm going to answer you back to whatever Hashem tells me. So Bilam is basically saying, I'm beneath. I'm subservient. So Kodesh Baruch, whatever he says, that's what I'm going to tell you. Via dua, when it's known, he ain't a Kodesh Baruch who mekapeach scharsh kolbiria. Kodesh Baruch doesn't hold back the reward for any creatures. Therefore, v'afilu shel umas oil, even by the non-Jews, when they do something good, they get schar for it. V'tzei l'mad mashileim Hashem Nebuchadnezzar apsiosav. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Nebuchadnezzar ran several steps after to get the letter back, and he was giving kavod to Hashem for that. So Hashem gave him such a big koach, he was able to destroy the base of English, right? That's it's hard to understand exactly how that all works out, but the yesod you see is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold back the schar. So that's an additional thing that he gave back, and that was the kavod that he was giving back to here to Bilam. Okay, fine. Now, Vehavin Bilam Devarav. So Bilam understood what Hashem was saying, meaning he understood Hashem saying, why did you bring these people into your private room? For Amr Tam, I'll tell you the reason. Sha'asa lahan, the reason is kavod zeh hu lefi sheheim shluchei melech. The reason why I brought them into my private room is because these are shluchim of the melech. You gotta, you know, shluchim shkamoso, they're chashava, the king sent them. I have to honor them. I have to give them a special kavod. For whom, that's what it says, Balak ben Sipor. That's why Bill Mann says this is Balak, the son of Tzipor. Pirush, what does that mean? Hayadul and the Sikh Midian. He was a nesich means like a royalty from Midian. Ve'od lo shehu melech l'malav shalach elai. Besides that, he's now the king. He's the melech of Malav. That's who he sent to them. Pirish ha'anashim ha'ela. That's these people you asked me about. You want to know why I sent these people to them? Okay. V'shvil kavod ha'malchus asisi oisam imi. And because kavod ha'malchus that I have to do to a king, that's why I let them. And let them be with what's it called? I let them be with me in my room. Uvezeh, by this now, with this yisod, nisyashu kol hadiktukim. Now I've answered up all the four kashas, right? How did he do that? Okay. First thing, who are these people with you? I wasn't asking him to tell them. He's giving a musr, right? I'm giving musr. Okay. Second of all, he says, Imach, why are they with you? It was beneath your dignity. He says, no, these are chashuv people. And then the guy, Louis Bellum, did answer, you know, this is the world famous Balak, the Ben Tzipor, who's the Melech Moab. That's why he sent them to me. And that's why I have to give them the kavod. Just he ends off the piece and says like this. Another thing that Bilam is telling to Hashem, it's like a little chacham over here. Ki umazu, this nation, Ayi Moav, lo nitnali Yisrael. You didn't give them over to the Klal Yisrael. They're not going to be conquered. You totally can't start up with them, right? So think about it. This nation, who you're not going to let be captured and be ruled over by the Bnei Yisrael. So this is the Melech of that nation. V'nischachi b'mayim rezeh. Bilam had a lot of chacham with this answer. Kedei she yisratza Hashem l'shluchu. Hashem is now going to have to give in and concede and want to send him there. V'ol Yaakov al Yodah. He's not going to hold him back. V'zeh v'ol Yaakov al Yodah b'alichoso im shluchav. Because I'm thinking like this, Hashem doesn't want doesn't want a war over here. The Bnei Yisrael is not going to fight with Moab, so therefore he's not going to hold back with these shluchim from Balak in order to help save the nation of Moab from the Klal Yisrael. Okay, again, just fascinating questions, and that's the whole yisod of the Or HaChaim, how he can take something which at first glance seems to be so simple, ask the questions, and give us yisod the answer up. Okay, so again, tonight is the Yortzeit, so any Torah we can share from this is obvious. You can learn Or HaChaim HaKadosh anytime. There are chaburas. They get together and learn on Thursday nights, Yom HaShishi, to learn Shishi, because the idea is that the seven days of the week correspond to the seven Sfiros, and according to Chesed, Gevurah Tiferes Netzach, Yesod is the sixth. Yesod is an Indian of Tahara, of Kedusha, of Shemir Seinayim, and that's the whole Yesod of the Or HaChaim, that he's a Mesugal, that they bring down in the Sfarim, that learning a piece from Or HaChaim is like, it's Metahar the Neshama, like learning a piece of Zohar. So amazing, amazing things. You don't have to, okay, the Yortzeit didn't fall out on a Thursday night, fell out on a Wednesday night, but, Kol hamarbe harei zeh meshubach. Okay, shkoyach everyone.